We turn our attention to the White House, where we find Karen Travers. Karen, the president going back, talking more about the Washington Commanders and a name change, and he's not letting up on this.
He wasn't letting up on this. This was kind of a surprise out of the blue message over the weekend on social media, saying that they should change their name back to their original name, which was Redskins, saying that this was gaining some momentum after he tweeted about this or posted on Truth Social that this had blown up in a positive way. And he said he may put a restriction on them if they don't change the name back, and that he wouldn't make a deal for them to build a stadium in Washington. There's a lot to unpack there, because the team and the city here in D.C. are in negotiations about building a stadium back in D.C. They currently play out in Maryland. The president's not involved in this. So for him to say he wouldn't make a deal, it's not clear what he's even referring to there. The White House said yesterday he's serious about this, pushing for them to change their name back. But it's important to note that Congress, late last year, through legislation that was signed into law by President Biden, transferred the lease to the city of D.C., and that allowed the Commanders to work into a negotiation to build a stadium back in the district. They're in conversations about this. The D.C. City Council has to approve it. It's also important to note that the majority of fans here in the city say they like or love the new name, so it does not sound like it's changing. The owner has indicated that as much.
Is there any federal funding involved for the new stadium? Is there
no federal funding involved? That was not part of the legislation. The entire stadium will be built by funding from the team and from the city.
I think federal funding's not allowed for a stadium project,
it was
right?
Explicitly put into this. What it did was just transfer the deed over. The site where the Redskins had used to play years and years ago before they moved out to Maryland back in the 90s was federal property, the RFK site. Now it's just basically a crumbling stadium. If you look at it, it's literally falling apart. They want to build a new stadium there, tear this down, build a new stadium there, but it required the federal government to transfer the lease over to the city so the city council could work out an agreement with the Commanders to move them, lure them back into the city from Maryland. That's what happened in December. They announced the agreement in April, and now the city council is debating this proposal. They have to approve this in the next couple of days in order to reach the timeline that the city wants to see, the team would like to see, so that the stadium could open up in 2030 for that season.
Karen, thank you. Karen Travers, live at the White House.